There has been a spike in the number of people making the journey across the channel from France in the last couple of months. I think we're talking about 200 or so people now. Obviously, as an organisation, we're really concerned about this because it's a very, very hazardous journey. We're talking about one of the busiest shipping lanes in the world. It's winter, it's cold, and people are in great danger. So we're extremely concerned about it and worried that at some point there might be a fatality. We think there's been a spike for a number of reasons. Obviously, we have spent money as a country making the border more secure. Over in Calais, we've spent a lot of money on a large fence, and it's more difficult now for people to come using lorries or on the train. So I think people are looking at alternative routes now, and I think they're probably being exploited by people smugglers who are putting pressure on them and saying that winter is here, but it's quite mild at the moment. The weather is going to get worse, and Brexit is coming. Maybe the border is going to become more difficult to navigate, so people should go now. So we think that's what's happening. We think that people are being exploited, probably by people traffickers. In terms of what people are running away from, the people are mostly identifying themselves as being from Iran or Iraq. They're almost certainly Kurdish, so they're from a repressed minority who get treated very badly in those respective countries, and they are looking for a safe place to be. They are coming here because they're probably trying to join a Kurdish community that is already here. We have to remember, though, that a very small number of refugees come to this country. The majority stay in neighbouring countries like Jordan, Uganda, Turkey. And we're talking about a very small number who want to come here for a very specific reason. So we're not talking about large numbers. And I think we do need to get that in perspective. It is an extremely dangerous journey. People, if they went into the water, would not survive for very long. As far as I can see, many of them do not have life jackets, and it's an extremely hazardous position for them to be in. We're extremely worried about it. We hope very much that nobody will die making this crossing, and we need to thank very much the rescue services who have done an amazing job in rescuing those people that have made it across to this side of the channel. We think that we do need to be facilitating a better way for them to make this journey, because if we don't, we are worried that there will be a fatality.